This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Is our favorite health coach and wellness practitioner from Integrated Health Solution. It's Wendy Christine. Morning, Wendy.
Morning, Brad.
How are things going there? Business picking up? People are heading in to start the new year on the right health foot?
Yes, it seems like it. So we're doing very well so far. Thank you.
Well, that's very good. I'm scared to go to the gym this week. I feel like I'm going to have to wade through, I'm going to force my way through these crowds of people. So I've been tentative to head back this week for that very reason. It just gets a little bit crazy. One thing I could do with doing better is sleep. And I'm sure many people would say, yes, please, I could sleep better. Today, we're looking at some three things that can help you to improve your sleep. If you implement them, some changes on the way. Wendy, why is sleep so important anyway? Some people say, I'm too busy to sleep.
Yes, I think that is the case. And often in the holidays, we either sleep less or we sleep too much. But sleep is vital. So if we don't sleep enough, our bodies can't be healthy. Good quality sleep is protective of our mental health. It's good for our physical health. And it has an effect on the quality of our life.
What happens if we don't sleep enough?
Sorry, Brad, I lost you there.
Oh, sorry, I am here. What happens if we don't sleep enough?
Okay, so that will affect our reaction times, so our ability to think, work, learn, interact with other people. We can get overly sleepy, so we can fall asleep at the wheel if we're driving, or have an accident, or just sort of nod off for a little bit. And we can have problems making decisions, problem solving, and controlling our emotions and behavior.
Yeah. I suddenly smiled when you said that, because I often find I feel myself cranky when I know I haven't had enough sleep. And then as the day progresses, you find yourself getting cranky and you know in the back of your mind, I didn't sleep enough, but yet we still become so overly emotional. I'm sure many can agree with that.
Yes, and it's much more difficult to control, you know, whereas if you've had a good sleep and you get a bit cranky, you can think, oh, okay, you know, we can calm ourselves down. But when we haven't had enough sleep, you don't have the capacity to be able to calm yourself down. Mm. So it almost happens involuntarily.
And then, of course, long-term sleep deprivation can have even more dire consequences on our mental health, right?
It does, yes. So depression is very common. Even suicidal thoughts, those kind of things can be much worse if you have long-term sleep deprivation.
Mm. And it, of course, plays a huge part in brain function, good sleep.
Yes. Yeah. So at night, our brains actually organize and file all the information that we've learned. So when we don't have enough sleep, our brains aren't able to prepare for the next day effectively. And they don't create those new pathways that are necessary to help us to remember the information that we have learned previously. Mm. So sleep deprivation, if you've studied and you've studied all night, you're unlikely to remember what you've learned. Hmm. Whereas if you study and you go to sleep and then you wake up, you're much more likely to remember the things that you've learned.
Students everywhere are going, oh, that's so obvious. Why didn't I do that?
Exactly. Those all-nighters don't work.
No. Exactly. And what's so amazing about sleep, though, Wendy, the way that God created it, so many other things also happen inside of our bodies when we sleep, around repair and the like.
Yes. So our bodies are constantly healing and repairing, and that's the time, you know, you go offline.
Yeah.
And you're able to get your body back into order, to repair cells, to regenerate. It's such a vital part of our being.
Are there other health concerns for people who just chronically sleep deprived, you know, work till late, get up really early, burn the midnight oil, as they say, and just push themselves? Surely that's got to have some long-term consequence.
It certainly will. So on a physical level, that's going to increase your risk for heart attacks, for heart disease, kidney disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and strokes. So diabetes especially, because any amount of sleep deprivation puts you into a pre-diabetic state. So if you're doing that consistently, you could potentially land up being diabetic just because you're not sleeping.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea about that. And then what about, you know, talking about diabetics, you know, these hormones that are having to do what they need to do inside of our bodies. Is that affected even at that level if we don't sleep well?
Yes. So our hunger and our levels of satiety are linked to the amount of sleep that we get. So if we're not sleeping enough, our bodies don't produce the right amount of leptin and ghrelin, which are the two hungry or the two hormones that regulate our hunger or our full signals. And so if we don't get enough sleep, the one that keeps us hungry all the time goes up. Mm. So you're constantly wanting to eat because you are not rested enough. So your body, you know, it's going to ask you for more energy.
Yeah. And what about our immune systems, Wendy? Is that controlled too by how much we sleep or how little we sleep?
Yes. So if we don't sleep enough, then our immune system isn't able to respond to infection the way that it would need to. So you land up getting sicker, or you can land up being sicker more frequently because your immune system just can't keep up.
Enough reasons right there to go and get a good night's sleep. So we started speaking this morning when we started the show, and we said, Wendy's got three things that we can do today that can help us sleep better. What are these three big ones this morning, Wendy?
Okay, so there's many, but I picked three. And so my first one would be to avoid coffee. Second one would be to create a sleep routine. And the third one would be to manage your stress well.
All right, so let's have a look at that avoiding coffee one. That's a goodie.
Yes. So caffeine blocks receptors in your brain that build up sleep pressure. And if we don't have a buildup of sleep pressure as the day goes by the time we get to bed at night, we're unable to fall asleep. And so if we're constantly drinking coffee, then that we're blocking those receptors continuously, and then that's going to impact our ability to sleep well.
I was just thinking sleep pressure sounds like such a nice thing to have. I was trying to read in bed last night, and I'm thinking that was the sleep pressure that was closing my eyes while I was trying to read. I didn't even get through the first paragraph.
Yeah. So that feeling that you get, that's called sleep pressure. So it's the ability to then just fall asleep very easily rather than lying in bed with that mind going like at 100 to 1 and you can't switch off to go to sleep.
All right, let's have a look at number two, Wendy, about you mentioned a sleep routine.
Yes. So one should aim to go to bed at the same time every night and wake up at the same time every morning. I know we can be tempted to stretch it a little bit on either side of the clock, but our bodies operate in cycles. So when we disrupt those sleep cycles, it's going to impact our sleep the next day, first of all, but it's also going to affect other cycles in our body that are linked to our sleep cycle. So we should try and incorporate a wind-down period in our evenings, dim our lights, avoid the blue light from our devices. We all know that, and television screens. And try not to be in bright light or a false light.
Yeah.
If you can possibly do that. So even if you can use reddish tinted light in the evening or wear amber glasses, those kind of things help to tell our bodies it's time for bed now.
Fascinating. I like that. The third one, managing your stress. That's not an easy one.
No, that's not an easy one, but certainly one of the biggest factors that prevent good quality sleep. Many people find that their nervous systems are overstimulated, and because of that overstimulation, they can't fall asleep or they wake up continuously through the night. So stress management obviously looks different for everybody. So we need to figure out what is it that helps us feel de-stressed, and whether it's talking to a friend, whether it's walking in nature, whether it's exercising, we just need to find whatever that is, and we need to do that. And we need to do it frequently enough that it can have a good impact on our sleep.
Yeah, you shared something quite interesting with me, Wendy. I quite like this phrase. It says, the way we feel while we're awake depends on what happens when we're sleeping.
Yes. Yeah, so if our metabolic processes can't take place at night effectively, then our brains can't function in a healthy way. We can't maintain physical health. So our sleep is definitely going to impact how we feel when we're awake.
Yeah, so make sure that you go and get some good restorative sleep. That's the key. And you can make sure to listen to this podcast again if you want to share it with somebody else. Maybe there's someone in your house that says, ah, man, I'll sleep another time. It's too much to do. Playing games, watching TV, whatever it is, whatever the reason might be, share some information. They can say, get some sleep. It's beneficial for you in the long run. We love having you on the show with us, Wendy. Thanks for what you shared this morning. We look forward to connecting with you again in a week. Thanks for today, and it's going to be a hot one. So stay cool and have a great day.
Thanks, Brad. You too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.